I'm going to read this. This is a declaration from the General Assembly of the State of Ohio, Ohio Senate, in memory of Bill Hammerman.
He used to be president of the Senate. He was a Democrat.
Okay.
You know, and right now, he's in the Senate. He's not, you know, they're Republicans now.
Right. Okay. On behalf of the members of the Senate of the 115th General Assembly of Ohio, I offer my sincere condolences to the family and friends of Bill Hammerman in your bereavement. A kind, generous man who was always willing to help others wherever he found a need, Bill Hammerman was loved and respected by many in the Youngstown community. The genuine warmth of his personality made a lasting impression on everyone around him, and his work on behalf of such organizations as Elamith Temple, B'nai B'rith, the Masons, and the Multiple Sclerosis Organization distinguished him as a truly selfless individual. Bill Hammerman refused to let his handicap or any personal adversities bar him from enjoying life to the fullest. He was an ardent sports enthusiast who introduced many other people to professional sports by organizing excursions to Cleveland and Pittsburgh for baseball games and by operating a ticket agency at Lustig's. He also served as a sideline announcer for Youngstown College football games for several years. Following World War II, Bill Hammerman went to work on the Mahoning County engineering staff. He brought to his role as a public servant the same energy and dedication which characterized all of his efforts. The void which his death has created can never be filled, but the legacy of concern and commitment which he established will certainly live on in the memories of everyone who knew him.
You send that to me here. You know the sister that you talked to?
She just
came back from New York. You know where she stayed? My sister from Montreal. I took the chair off.
Okay.
I want to show you.
Let me stop this. How do you stop it?
Just come back from the...
Excuse me. Say that again. There was... It's 3 years since he died.
We just lost him 3 years ago. We had Jarosite for him. Then I have one more brother here. There's three of us girls and one brother. So from the six, you know, there always becomes less.
Yeah.
I miss him. I used to go everywhere with him.
Did you go to games?
Mm-hmm. I go to games. I went to everything. I had a wonderful sister-in-law. I went to New York with him. I even saw South Pacific. All those different things, you know. Now, I can't go, you know, I have problems here. I stick to my room a lot. My sister was in Monday, she came back to New York. And she came here to see me and we went out to eat. But I can't eat anything, it causes so much trouble. Everything is blended, and all I can eat is potatoes and eggs. You get tired of that, you know. But if that's all you can eat, that's all you have to eat, you know. So this is a youngest one. She buys all my things, she gets out, you know, she's a very busy lady. She don't sit home.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches exercise, and the temple gets some money for the room.
Oh.
But she loves it. She's lovely. Not only lovely, but good.
That's nice.
And I'm the bad one. I'm always complaining.
Okay, well, what can you tell me about Bill Hammerman? Was he married? Did he have a family?
Yes,
did he have children?
But he did a lot of work before he was married. He was married. They never had any children.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't your... She wasn't your... Oh.
He was, but he wasn't married until my
father
passed away. Oh. We lose his family.
Uh-huh.
Those things happen, don't they?
Yeah.
No, but your mom won't. She was the most wonderful girl you could meet. Wonderful. She's more Jewish than some Jewish. But I don't want to put that in the
Okay.
Table.
Okay, I won't. When I talk
to her. She was good to everyone. Now, when you sit here, I don't feel like reading a different thing. You think it'll be old times.
Yeah. So, how did he organize the...
He sold ice capes. He used to be in Lusick's shoe store in the basement, sell tickets there. I would help him. And we had ice show tickets. We had them from our home because my sister-in-law worked. And it's a lot of stuff when you get organized with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody don't know me, if I say I'm Bill Hammond's sister, they know you. Mm-hmm. Know how those things are.
Mm-hmm.
Where do your children go to school?
One goes to Akiva Academy, my son.
Where?
Akiva Academy. It's at the Jewish Center.
Yeah.
And my daughter, they don't have a grade for her, so she goes to the public school, and she goes to Hebrew school.
You be a little religious at home, too?
I'm trying.
It's not easy.
No.
I always used to keep Jewish, and you forget. For me to buy treif and leaf was a hard job. You know, just used to hang them. Today, there's very few that keep. Is your husband religious?
Yeah.
Listen, it's whatever way you start out and do. What you do away from home, you do.
Yeah.
Of course, you're with the center and different things. You're with Jewish people.
Yeah. It's good that we have the center. So, people from the community, would it be the Jewish community or everybody would come to Lustig's and buy tickets for the...
No. You didn't hear so much about the Jewish.
Oh, it was mainly non-Jewish
people. No, this was a different thing. Ball games, football games, ice shows. You used to have excursions to New York. You used to sleep on the train. You used to go all around the river. It really was, everybody knew Bill, not because he was my brother.
Uh-huh.
Maybe your husband, I don't know. You're doing social work then?
Volunteer work. Volunteer.
Oh, you don't get paid for it?
No.
Well, you enjoy it.
You're my first interview.
And you make friends. How long have you been here?
11 years.
Oh, have you? You know, sometimes there's a sociable people, and sometimes you meet other kind. But you meet everything in life, you know, and you learn to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, sometimes you get mad at yourself. You know what I mean? You're human. But at least I can walk a little bit. I can talk. I can think. Thank God I have my own senses. And when you don't have that...
Excuse me. Then you're in trouble. So I want to ask you these questions.
Where does all this stuff go?
They're compiling archives. They're going to file it. And then in the future when historians or young people want to know how they evolved, you know, where they came from, they'll be able to consult it. When did your family arrive in the United States?
That I really don't know.
Do you know when they arrived in Youngstown?
No, I was born here. But I traveled on the ocean.
Oh.
My mother was here 3 months. And Bill was the one that was born. He was about 3 years old. And I was a citizen. I didn't have to become one.
Mm-hmm. Where did they come from?
From Hungary somewhere.
Hungary?
Where are you?
And do you know why they came here?
Her whole family was here.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was the only one there, but he was an only son. You know?
Uh-huh.
He was an only son, and they wanted them to leave Bill there, but my mother wouldn't leave. She had one child, you know, and they wanted, because they only had the one son.
Uh-huh.
So Bill always said he'd have been awful mad if they would let them. Would a mother leave her son, even for her, you know, own parents? After when you have a child, you don't want to leave. You don't know when you'll see it. Her brother, I think, brought the family. But my father was a shochet here.
Uh-huh.
See, he didn't have a trade. He came. Wasn't so easy. It was that worse then than now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember other stories about Hungary, about your arrival in the U.S., your arrival in Youngstown?
They always try to trace some of them after they were here a while. When they came, they were lucky they were here. But they used to send money, but it never got there. Whether they had the right address, I don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things are more...
organized.
Yeah, they're organized now with different people.
I'll get that
okay.
Right. What part of Youngstown did your family settle in?
Oh, we settled in a lot of little places, but the one that we lived along was on Ohio Avenue. It was nice then. That was all right.
Uh-huh. Were there trades for immigrants? Do they work for local people or other immigrants? I guess your father worked for local people.
See,
other
my
immigrants.
Father was like in butcher shops.
Yeah.
You know, in a meat market, stuff like that. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. What was the social life like?
Hmm?
What was the social life like?
I couldn't tell you. We were kids and we grew up, you know, got married. But it wasn't like, now, believe me, they didn't say at the park lane.
Temple of Philly?
People aren't millionaires, but when they go to places. You can see by that. Every day they get a toothbrush there and different things. Must be beautiful. I've been in New York. We used to say it's a Taft downtown. It was years ago. I don't imagine it's so nice now, but it's still a decent place. In the Roosevelt, some of my friends stayed there. They went last week, a group, you know. And I know a lot of people now since I was raised here.
Mm-hmm. Temple affiliations, prayer, hmm? With temple affiliations, prayer meetings, hmm. Minyans.
We used to belong to the Lama. I used to do a lot of telephoning and different things. We went to all the luncheons. We went to plays. It was nice, you know. You did what you could afford.
Oh, that was at
it. See anybody?
Yeah, because I got something to do. I huh? seen her there. She's pretty. That's your niece? Yeah. She's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Put it back there.
Okay. All right, see you.
Did you belong to youth groups? Youth groups?
Youth group. No, I was the oldest one. I helped a lot. Now, the younger one, she went everywhere. She's a lovely girl, not because she's my sister. Built and everything. Pearl Greenberger, see, she lives in West Middlesex.
Mm-hmm.
But she belongs to everything here.
Mm-hmm.
To the Senate, to all the things, and they want you to give more all the time. Do I have to tell you? You know, if they wouldn't do that, it wouldn't be so good.
Mm-hmm. Service organizations, like did you belong to B'nai B'rith, anything like that?
Oh, I belonged to B'nai B'rith. So did my husband. My sister belonged to Dus B'nai B'rith. This one in Montreal was the president of the B'nai B'rith. And the one in Sharon was of the Hadassah. They used to telephone back and forth about speeches. They were clever in that. They liked it, you know.
What can you remember about transportation?
Well, we never had a car when I was young, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, Bill, was, he spent most of his life in the hospital. He was in a cast, yeah.
What disease did he
have? Well, he fell down in one of the He had trouble with his leg. It would open and close. He was in the cast in the hospital more than he was anywhere. He was a lot of places. And he used to take things to kids in the hospitals come Halloween and different things. And he fell down the steps at one of the homes, like a Gentile, I forget the name of it. You can't sue a place, you know what I mean? So he was like a cripple his whole life. He was in the hospitals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode on a running board to go to the university. Somebody used to take him because he couldn't get inside the car on account of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
This was in not all
That's
at one time, you know.
Okay. And he worked for the engineering department?
For who?
The Mahoning County Engineering Department?
Yeah. In the courthouse. He did a lot of things. For anyone in his shape, he really did a lot.
Okay. What can you remember about merchants?
I worked for a lot of department stores.
Uh-huh.
This was in later years, so, you know, I used to like to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I was a good sales lady. I was never a card player.
Mm-hmm. Shop?
Yeah, I remembered your husband because that's where I had his name.
What do you remember about shopping?
Me for clothes?
Yeah.
I used to love to go with my mother after I was married. She had good taste. She would feel the material. And I didn't want anybody to understand I talked Jewish. You know how it is. To her and fun to sell. And I would come in, hello, Mrs. Hammerman. You know, she knew merchandise. And she liked people. And they liked her. They'd always greet her so nice. I went downtown one day and she had, I forget how many teeth pulled. Mm-hmm. We used to go down like for a soda or different things, you know what I mean? I love my mother. Who don't, you know?
So you took care of her for a long time when she was sick?
She was quite sick. We had a woman that took care of her and I was at home and then she had to go to the hospital and you know, when I had to go in the room to look at her, I couldn't go. I was very much attached to her because I was home more than the other ones. The one in Montreal was a school teacher here. At that time, you couldn't get married years ago, you know, and then work. And we were married. She's the middle one. And the one in West Middlesex was the youngest one, you know. So you feel bad if somebody else can get married and you can't, you know.
Sure.
Where are you originally from? New York?
Yeah. What do you remember about health care? Health care.
Health care.
What was it like?
There was no Medicare then.
Uh-huh.
My mother had high blood pressure quite a bit, and I inherited a lot of that. Yeah, two surgeries in Florida, but they were both on the same thing, and he didn't do it right because it's not like it should be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of distension in the back, too, you mm-hmm. know, besides this thing, and drives you nuts someday. Don't even want to go out, you know, but you got to get out of here once in a while. And I get tired now more than ever. It's 4 years, the 29th of next month, that I'm here. It's a beautiful place, isn't it? And I have a beautiful room. Of course, you pay what kind of thing you have, you know. There's double rooms and everything. My sister had all these things fixed for me when I came here.
That's nice. What do you remember about schools?
School? I didn't go far in school. went to high school. But I have another brother, the one brother left here. He's going to be 81 years old next month. We were all like 3 years apart, mostly. Mm-hmm. But Bill had typhoid fever, and that, when he was a child, that leaves you, he was very thin. And the other one, the living, Sid's his name, he used to be able to fight everybody. You know, he was a tough guy, but Bill was frail. I had scarlet fever. In those days, they didn't let you in the hospital, the doctor. They kept their hat on. Mm-hmm. I was 6 years old. But Bill was always left, you know. I think I remember pretty good yet.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good interview. What do you remember about politics?
About what?
Politics.
Policy.
Politics.
Politics. I was a counting judge. Next, at the end of this, I think next week, they send an absentee ballot. And I vote here. But I was sick last year and was in the hospital, so I didn't vote. And I was a counting judge. In those days, they didn't have a machine.
Mm-hmm.
You used to get paid for it, you know.
Ah.
And I'd have to get the books back. That was my job for the money. I think he got $10. Mm-hmm. But Roosevelt was running then, and gee, we worked so long, you know. But I was a Democrat. I like anything political.
Oh.
I like to listen to you.
I'm getting interested. I'm starting to get interested in it. I'm going to the League of Women Voters Tuesday night. I'm not really that interested, but I'll get interested.
Got enough to do without going to school, huh?
I went to school enough.
What'd you graduate from?
I have a master's degree from Columbia Journalism School. I worked in journalism.
Oh.
What can you remember about, okay,
We have a lot of social workers. Do you ever meet any of them?
I know Marilyn.
Huh?
I know Marilyn Snyder.
Oh, Marilyn's a,
activity.
Here. Yeah. I mean social workers that go and interview people when they need help and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Marilyn is for here.
Uh-huh. What prominent citizens do you remember, Jewish or Christian?
What
prominent citizens do you remember?
Do I remember?
Yeah, Jewish or Christian.
I recognize people when I see them here, and I recognize some of their names, and listen, it can be 40, 50 years, you know. They don't know who I am.
No. Did you find or hear of anti-Semitism? Did you encounter anti-Semitism?
The summer season?
No, anti-Semitism.
No, I never paid much attention. Do you? No, Goyim are different than we are. Mm-hmm. They think we killed their Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
No, they never forgive you for that.
Did the Jewish people you knew divide into groups like German, Hungarian, Russian?
Well, we never with any Russians. My people came from Hungary and they could talk Slavic or something like that, but they never. We had a young girl just graduated from high school that worked when my mother was sick and after I was married. After she was sick, he used to clean my apartment. I lived catty-corner from my mother. I had a house that was made over into like apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And she even brought me across this thing with Shalomon, the Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
She was here not too long ago.
That's nice.
They're from Camel. She's crazy about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you don't find a lot of people working like that now. It was more home-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you get good help, you get good help. But
Who were your role models? Did you have role models?
Models?
Role models, people who you wanted to be like?
Wanted to be like?
Yeah. There anybody you admired, you tried to be like them? What were your parents' ambitions for you?
Wanted to see all of us kids get married, you know,
mm-hmm.
have the right one. It isn't always just your mom. You can't complain, though. None of us married millionaires. My sister, the young one that you interviewed, she married a dolphin, Sharon. She had a lot of admirers. And her husband died about 23 years ago. She couldn't help me, but she does what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a millionaire, but she does anything she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she has 7 grandchildren. She's busy with them.
Mm-hmm.
One couple live in New York. One goes to Ithaca. And what's that other big college there?
Cornell.
Mm-hmm. She wants to be a horse doctor. It's her third year. He has different kind of sores. Her father and Sharon and Butler and all over. So they both have their own cars. My nephew works hard. That's what they want to do. And the boy that goes to Ithaca, he's into some movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to make movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go to school like that next year.
What are your memories of your mother's activities, your grandmother's?
My grandmother was a twin, and that's the uncle that brought us to America. He had a butcher shop in Homestead. This is near McKeesport and those places.
Mm-hmm.
And one lived in Duquesne, which is close by, and they, both of the uncles or whatever it was had butcher shop, and a businessman, a butcher man, would see one in Homestead. It wasn't far. How'd you get here so quick? It was a twin,
mm-hmm.
you know. But a long time ago, I would have been married 55 years. It's a long time to remember, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I have a pretty good memory.
Do you remember shared experiences of the family? Describe some special occasions you remember.
What kind?
Family.
We used to have wonderful Passovers and stuff. No, my mother made everything. And when my mother passed away, I did the same thing for my father. So I lived sort of catechism. When I lost my mother, I couldn't leave my father alone.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any children. So I moved in there, and Bill was so wonderful. You know, if you want anything, we used to go to Cleveland to ball game on a Sunday. He would buy meat for the whole week. I would freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
He bought me a mango, washers, you know. All those, I couldn't complain, believe me. And my parents were real religious. My father wouldn't eat anything else.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would have ice cream or something like that. You know. No, Bill could call up a bakery on the phone in Cleveland. They would send him stuff on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
They knew him so well, you know, mm-hmm. from buying stuff there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
So he was an engineer. What was he professionally? What was Bill professionally?
Just a ticket man.
Oh, that's what he did for a living.
Ticket man, and listen, he was a cripple. He had a lot of trouble. The leg would open and close. He was in Cleveland for a long time. When he was ready to come home, we thought he was perfect. He wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Had to come. He was in a whole plaster cast, in a whole one.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get it in a car.
Mm-hmm. How did you share any growing up problems with your parents, mother, father, or both?
We never did. We never did anything. If we wanted to do something, we would ask our parents first.
Mm-hmm.
And this Sid, the one I told you, he used to go with Bill. He was the one that he could get around easy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, he worked a lot for the family. My family were poor people.
Mm-hmm. Have you met discrimination as a woman or as a Jew?
No, I never let myself get involved.
Mm-hmm.
If they would say anything, I would walk away from them. I wouldn't be around them.
Mm-hmm. Did you receive religious schooling?
No, I didn't. This one that was a teacher, she taught in the Royal of Sholem years ago. She could teach Hebrew. No, I couldn't read Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. Have your feelings about being Jewish changed from childhood to adulthood?
I guess like anyone would. Was your family religious?
My mother was more than my father. Are you what?
Yes, sisters and brothers.
I have four sisters and brothers. Are you concerned about the survival of Israel?
I always thought I'd see it, but I didn't. The one from Sharon, she saw twice.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to go again. And the other one was a teacher, she was going to go, but he was sick a lot.
Mm-hmm. Will there be a Jewish community in the United States 100 years from now?
Who can worry about that? I won't be here.
How would you define what it is to be a Jew? Is it a religious commitment, cultural, intellectual, ethnic, a set of values, commitment to Israel, philanthropy?
I think it's intellectual, it's culture, something you're into, you were brought up in.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
I'm glad you came. I enjoyed this. Did you?
Yes.
Where do you live?
Academy Drive.
Okay, so.